Myeloma is one of those cancers that can't be cured. What the aim is actually to put the cancer into remission. So that's been the job of the last 6 months, really. So I've had a series of quite aggressive chemos that meant I've had to be in hospital. And then the final bit was a very high-dose chemo followed by stem cell transplant. And apparently the myeloma has reacted well to that. It is in remission. My relationship with the doctors will go on. And in fact, the good news is because treatments develop all the time, and I'm just starting on a new regime, which is a low-dose chemo, which is aimed to keep the myeloma in remission for as long as possible.
So do you feel lucky to have survived all this?
I don't know about lucky. It's a strange idea, really. I don't know whether we think very much of our own mortality. Human nature is to live in hope. And I guess I don't reflect too much on what might be in years to come. I don't want to teach other people how to live their lives, but I think I'm beginning to learn that actually enjoy this moment. But if you simply try and live in the future, you lose the joy of the moment.
And how have your prayers been? Have they helped you and other people's prayers?
I'm not sure my prayers have helped me. It's been a really quite a challenging time, I think, in terms of where my faith. What I found really important is the prayers of other people. And in a very real sense, that I felt to have been sort of carried and upheld by their faith and their prayers. And I've really, really valued, much more than I ever thought I would, the support and the prayers of people, well, right across the county and indeed right across the world. I remember a very wise Christian saying that as they got older, they believed more and more deeply about fewer and fewer things. And again, it's about that focus, what really matters.
So even in the difficult times, you've never felt God has disappeared from you? You've never sort of doubted God's existence?
I don't think so, but that's more, I think, to do with God than to do with me, in the sense that God's simply not let go of me, rather than me holding on to God.
Back to full duties now as a bishop?
Yes, I didn't quite make it back for Easter, but basically I am working full-time and really enjoying ministry.
You're a little shorter now.
Yeah, one of the oddities is because myeloma attacks the bones, and for me, myeloma's attacked my spine. So I've actually ended up 3.5 inches shorter, so all my robes I've got to get shortened. We all, as I say, live with hope, and so I sort of assumed the treatment would work, and certainly, you know, borrowed the confidence of my consultant. But it is really good that it has worked. And has left me in a good place at the moment, yes.